Monday morning. This is Sarah Waple, General Manager of Growth Dynamics, and I am here with this week's episode of Monday Morning Manager. This one is all about keeping score, collecting stamps is the term we use today, and having that little maybe imaginary notebook in your head where you make tally marks when someone's good, when someone's bad, and how that can really impact your business. So without further ado, here we go with this week's episode. Symptoms. Charlie had been working with a longtime client and just can't believe why some meetings could really get under his skin. Charlie left angry with this client's attitude towards him, the ability to waste time like it was nothing, and at times complete disrespect for Charlie and his process. Yet, this client was important to Charlie's success each year, and he was unable to fire them. He opened up his stamp book and added a nice bright red anger stamp on the client's page after the last meeting he had. Diagnosis. No, Charlie didn't have a real stamp book and box of stamps in his glove box, but in his head, yes. Charlie was having a hard time letting go of the feelings he had with this client. He kept score of how that client made him feel with stamps and filled page after page for not only this client, but all of his clients. Every time he visited the client, he could feel himself starting to boil up and ready to cash in all those anger stamps for one large blow up at the client. Charlie knew continuing to hold on to the feeling of anger with his client was not a good thing to do. He also knew blowing up at the client would not result in anything positive for anyone. How was he going to stop feeling this way? Prescription. Charlie needed to remember he cannot control the client, but only can control his reaction to the client. He was deciding to let his client's actions make him angry. He could eliminate that stamp book and go into each meeting without any baggage by changing his emotional reaction to the client. Changing an emotional reaction can be hard work. It's a mental game to control your emotions. There are a few other tactics that can help. Let's insert bringing out that DISC profile and remembering how to identify different DISC behaviors and communication styles. There are a few other tactics that can help Charlie not only change his reactions, but also set the whole meeting up to be more successful. Here are a few tactics that Charlie needs to remember to deploy to change the tone, setting, and emotional response that he has with the client. First, give that client some homework so the meetings aren't wastes of time. Set the expectations with the client for each meeting when scheduling the meeting, also known as naming the meeting. Practice let's pretend and talk to the client about how the meetings are making him feel. Maybe the client feels the same. Put ego aside and just ask your client for help. It's amazing what happens when people are given the opportunity to help someone. Critical thinking. Do you have someone in your life that you have a stamp book for? Maybe a client, a friend, or even a family member. Identify why you are keeping a stamp book on that person, and how are you going to toss that book out and free up your mental and emotional space from all of the baggage? The drill. The drill starts with the final thoughts. I have two quotes today at complete opposite ends of the spectrum, so you'll have to let us know which one you like better. The minute you start keeping score, you're destroying the relationship. Or, if you are keeping score, win. And now the drill. First, update us on how things went last week. Did you accomplish your goals? Did you not accomplish your goals? Are you still working on last week's goals? This week, please share your top three goals, personal and or professional, and the growth dynamics tactics you plan to deploy to accomplish them. As always, the Growth Dynamics team is here for you. Do not hesitate to reach out to schedule some coaching or find out what we're even talking about in this week's episode. And now, go out there and make this week the best one yet. For more information about Charlie, Sarah, and Growth Dynamics, you can find information online at www.growthdynamicsonline.com or find us on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and now Instagram.